insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to our program. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verse.
وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كذلك يحيي الله الموتى ويريكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون.
We were discussing verse 74, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the hardness of the hearts of Bani Israel. It was the last verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions at the end of all the special blessings that He had given Bani Israel. He said, after seeing all of that, still your hearts were hard. They were even tougher than the stone. We explained that. There was one last piece in the verse that we didn't get time to explain. And I just want to briefly, as a reminder to us all, mention this and say a few words regarding it. After saying that their hearts are so hard, it says, وَمَاللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not oblivious of what you do. We should keep these, we see this happening a lot in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of many verses gives us general concepts, general principles to think about and to remember. This is one of those. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. It's first and foremost, at that time, it was addressing Bani Israel, but it's addressing all of the audience of the Holy Quran, which includes us. And Allah is not oblivious of what you do. Allah knows exactly what we're doing, brothers and sisters. Let's keep that in our mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present. He knows exactly what I'm thinking, what exactly is the intention, why I'm doing what I'm doing, and all of that. Keeping that in mind is a very useful element in our thought that would cause us to hopefully be able to control ourselves when sin is in abundance and readily available. In verse 75, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after explaining and having addressed Bani Israel in direct words and telling them that you should believe because I've given you so many blessings, remember those blessings, and a number of verses were mentioned to explain those blessings. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns back from Bani Israel and addresses the Prophet and his people regarding Bani Israel. And he says, أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون. Are you then eager that they should believe you? They referring to Bani Israel. Are you eager that Bani Israel believe you? Though a part of them would hear the word of Allah and then they would distort it after they had understood it and they knew. A very, very, very harsh statement, brothers and sisters. Do you even think that these people are going to believe? Do you have that eagerness in your heart that these people believe? Let's look at why this is being said. Apparently, as we said, this is one of the first surahs, if not the first surah, to be revealed, or these verses at least, to be revealed in Medina. The Holy Prophet in Mecca, after he began his call to the people and calling them to his religion, to the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, the people within Mecca, some of them started to believe, the word got out, others started to come and believe. Now, one of the things that was happening there was that some of the Arabs, after hearing the call of the Prophet, some of them in Medina actually, and some of them in Mecca, some of them in other places, when they would hear the call of the Prophet saying that I am the messenger of God and I have a message for you, O people, because they themselves were not literate, they themselves were not educated, they themselves did not have access to books, and they didn't have anything regarding revelation in God. The people that were known to have information regarding these issues were Ahlul Kitab, were the people of the book, and especially the Jews. They were known as educated people because they were more educated, a lot more educated. They knew how to read and write. And they had access to the previous divine books. So when the Prophet started making his call, some of these people would refer to and go and speak to Bani Israel, to the Jewish tribes, to the Jewish people, and ask them regarding the message and regarding the claim that this person in Mecca is having, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Jewish people would give them the signs. Through them, these people would come back and see, oh, this person has got the signs that the Jewish people have mentioned, and they would believe. So with that background, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved to Medina, there was a great chance and there was a great hope that these people, with all their wealth and influence, would, and their information about this Prophet, and having known that he is the rightful messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person that actually their forefathers moved to this region in order to prepare for the coming of, that they should believe in this. They had this eagerness in their heart, and there was great hope that these people would actually come to the religion with all their wealth that would help the Muslims. They didn't have any reason not to. All these other people that actually come to the religion and accepted the religion through the Jewish people. So there was a good reason why there would be such an eagerness and such hope in the Prophet's heart that these people would accept. And these verses were addressing them to, as they say, for Itmam al-Hujjah, that everything is said to them. Look, this is a Prophet of God. Stories are told to you by this Prophet that has not been educated anywhere, has not read your books. He will tell you of your stories and even those that have not been mentioned, or actually they had been mentioned, but they were taken out of, like the story of the cow. We didn't get to say that. The story, apparently, according to at least some of the scholars that have done the research, it's been said that this story used to be in the Torah, in the Old Testament, but it was taken out by some of their scholars later on. So this prophet knows these stories without even having read those, and some of those stories are not even in your books. And he's telling you, so there's no reason why they would be able not to accept. So there was this eagerness. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, these people are not going to be believing. Now, I need to remind the listeners, when we say these people, that does not mean every single soul. No, there were people from the Jewish tribes that actually believed in the Holy Prophet. They accepted the call at his time. Afterwards, there have been Jewish people. Even today, there are Jewish people. There's nothing against the Jewish people as an entity. But what is being said is because a good number of these people at that time, the majority, decided not to accept the call of the Holy Prophet, it is referred to as Bani Israel. So the Holy Prophet is told, don't be eager, don't expect them to believe in you. How is that? He says, these people, all right, again, keep that point in point. These people are such that they've actually, after having understood the messages of prophets exactly the way they were meant by the prophets, after having understood them, after having heard them, they actually went ahead and distorted them. Now, you expect such people to come and accept your religion, believe in God? Never such people would actually come and believe in God. This is something that is important for us to note, that some people are like this. Some people, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind with free will, that they can choose to do what they want to do. Some people are going to listen to the call, they're going to hear it and understand it exactly the way it is, but again, they don't want to accept it. They won't leave it at that point. They don't want others to follow this because of their own benefits, so they're going to actually go ahead and change and misinterpret, distort the message that God has revealed. Again, I want to remind the listeners, brothers and sisters, these points are mentioned in these verses for us to learn from, not just to read and know the history. This is going to happen, brothers and sisters, at all times by people. It's not like, oh, just because we are Muslims, we're not going to have this and no one's going to... No. Although part of our religion, which is the Holy Quran, has been kept from anything been added to it or anything been taken out, okay, from deviation. However, those are the words of the Holy Quran. But what about the meaning? The meaning could be misinterpreted. It could be distorted. And it has been by some people. The Holy Quran itself says that there's people in Surah Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that there are some people that they take some of the verses of the Holy Quran and explain them differently for their own personal benefit. And unfortunately, they try to distort the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us not to become such people, and also to open our eyes to the false information that such people would be giving us about our religion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك